A lot of reaction to the R. Kelly verdict, right,
yeah,
Dean?
Yeah, everyone has an opinion on it. One of the reactions that I saw on social media yesterday that I thought was most appropriate and poignant came from Jim DeRogatis, the former Sun-Times music critic, who has been relentless in covering this story since it began over 20 years ago. He wrote, "It took much longer to hit 30 on this story." It's what journalists do when they're writing stories. At the very end of it, they put the number 30 at the bottom, indicating that the story is done, than we ever thought it would. Reporters Abdin Palish and Mary Mitchell of the Sun-Times, you both inspired me, second only to all of the brave young women who trusted me and us to tell their stories for 21 years. Actress Kerry Washington also tweeted, a reminder to take a look at an R. Kelly article from The Atlantic. She said, "Worth revisiting this piece from Jemele Hill today." It's easily found on Google. "Sending gratitude, love, and prayers of peace for all of the survivors who spoke out and for those who didn't." R. Kelly's attorneys are saying that they will be appealing all of this, but he was convicted yesterday on all counts in his sex trafficking trial in New York.
And more to come in federal court in Chicago, Cook County, Minnesota. So we'll be hearing a lot more.
A lot of people are saying he'll be spending the rest of his life in jail as a result of this.
Let's talk about Saturday Night Live and some changes for the new season.
Yeah, they usually always have a little something going on at the end of a season, and this time they made some announcements that Beck Bennett is the really hilarious actor who has played Vice President, former Vice President Pence, Russian President Vladimir Putin, among many other characters, is going to be leaving the show. He is originally from Wilmette, but although we are losing one Chicago area native on the show, we're gaining another. One of the three new cast members who will be joining is Sarah Sherman. She is a Northwestern alum. She performs under the name of Sarah Squirm. Didn't you work with someone named Squirm?
That was my name when I first started in radio.
That was your radio name.
Squirm Boy.
I remembered that. Yeah, you're on the Squirm line. The Reader called Sarah best stand-up comedian back in 2016. So she will be joining the cast with a couple of other comedians who will be joining the show. Their names are Aristotle Athari and James Austin. Lauren Holt was a featured player on SNL, will not be returning on their season premiere this coming Saturday night with guest host Owen Wilson and musical guest Casey Musgraves.
Have we gotten the full explanation now of what happened last week on The View with the COVID emergency?
Yeah, they did talk about it on The View yesterday of what happened on Friday, if you weren't watching. The show started, all four of the hosts came out, and then the show was interrupted, and they asked Sonny Houston and the second host, Ana Navarro, to step off of the set, and then they later announced that both had tested positive for COVID-19. Vice President Kamala Harris was supposed to be on the show live that day, so just everything was up in the air. Talk about live TV. But yesterday they explained what happened. It was a false positive test, turns out, for both of both Sonny and Ana. They said that they tested multiple times, and the subsequent tests all came back negative. Both of their families were tested. Nobody else tested positive for that. So it turns out, apparently, that nobody had tested positive after all of that had happened. And, you know, it just goes to show with all of this testing, sometimes there are false positives that come out of all this.
Yeah, especially on those at-home tests. Never mind all that.
But also, you know, a lot of times I've been tested multiple times as well when I do in-person interviews. I haven't done many, but when I have, I have to be tested as they do. But everybody has to be tested, the crew and everybody, and they do that what's called the quick test,
right?
Where they just kind of swab the right at the opening of your nostril,
mm-hmm.
instead of going all the way back, and touching your brain with the giant Q-tip. So when they do that, those quick tests are supposed to be not as accurate as mm-hmm. The more thorough, all the way back kind of test.
Yeah, actually, they don't go all the way back anymore. I think they've perfected that, and it's pretty accurate.
Give me something to whine about when I had to do it. Like,
Sopranos
news. I want a lollipop.
We'll hear from the creator of The Sopranos, David Chase. Also, some James Bond info for you with Dean.
Bob Sirott. WGN.
So the Sopranos prequel is on Friday, right, Dean?
Yeah, it opens in theaters, and also it will be on HBO Max. I've been super excited about this because I've been a Sopranos fan pretty much since the whole thing started. David Chase, who was the creator of the series, the writer, the executive producer, really the brains behind it all, came to Chicago with Michael Gandolfini. He is the son of the late James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano on the series for 8 seasons. Now a young Michael plays a young Tony Soprano. The whole premise of this movie is how Tony Soprano got to be the way that we knew him on the show. So we went over to Club Lucky, because where else would you go? If you're going to talk about Sopranos, go over to some old school Italian restaurant.
That's a great place.
And we sat down with both Michael Gandolfini as well as executive producer David Chase. Why do you think it clicked so much? It connected so much? I mean, it became a kind of a force unto itself, don't you think?
Yeah. Everybody asked me that question. I asked myself that question. I would like to think that's because it's really good. But that makes me sound like a putz. So it's not because it's really good. To have a phenomenon like The Sopranos, I think there's got to be some identification going on. Audience members have to identify with those characters in some way. A big part of it was James Gandolfini. I think people could identify with him.
I felt an immense sort of pride, and I was very proud of my dad and proud of really David and everyone on the show. I mean, I'd grown up, but I'd never seen it, and I was really proud of all the time and effort that my dad had put into it.
That's something that Michael Gandolfini had never seen any episodes of The Sopranos until he got this role. I guess that makes sense. I mean, he was kind of a young kid to be watching the pretty heavy content that was
right.
Part of the Sopranos back then. I've seen it. I'm going to review it fully on Friday, but I'm going to tell you that I really liked it because it's a very interesting backstory, very interesting prequel to this. Of course, the physical resemblance between young Michael Gandolfini and his dad, of course, is uncanny. And you can see, like the beginnings, the birth of many of the characteristics that we know of Tony Soprano. And along the way, the central character in this is Dickie Maltisano, who is the father of Christopher, who's played by Michael Imperioli in this. But Dickie Maltisano is kind of the primary character here, around which everything else revolves. But you get a little bit of young Silvio, the Stephen Van Sant character. You get a little bit of a Junior in this, Uncle Junior. You get just a tiny little taste of Carmela Soprano. And here it's fun to just see. It's like, oh, there's this one. There's that one. I know how they're going to turn out.
Polly,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of... A lot of little, I guess you might call it Easter eggs,
mm-hmm.
little things that are very nostalgic if you were a fan of Sopranos with all this.
Cool. You're skipping the James Bond red carpet today, Dean?
Yeah, I couldn't get myself over to England where it's going to be taking place in like 3 hours from now, as a matter of fact, at 11:30 Chicago time. Which would be, was like 6 hours later there. So in the evening in London, they're having the red carpet premiere for No Time to Die, the forthcoming James Bond movie. Now, this is, you can watch it, though. If you go on Facebook, you will be able to watch them all walk the red carpet live. You're not going to see any of the actual movie, but if you want to see the big red carpet festival that's going on, Prince Charles is supposed to be there, and Camilla, Prince William is going to be there with his wife Kate. All the stars are going to be on hand, but we are going to have to wait one more week. October 8th is when the new James Bond movie will open here in the U.S.
So we can tell the Nexstar corporate jet that's parked on Addison in front of WGN-TV to go on to the next assignment. You're not going.
Yeah, they can go ahead and try to find some crop circles in Moments or someplace.
By the way, one more thing about Nine Perfect Strangers. I mentioned to you yesterday, I was kind of disappointed at the end of that. Well, I figured out one thing that happened to me. I was distracted during the series because the actor, Michael Shannon, who played Napoleon,
right?
To me, he looks like and reminds me of Larry Lujak. So my concentration was, hijacked by that during the series.
Very true.
So that may have affected me.
That's very true. He does. He does have a super jock.
Yeah, he does.
Look to himself
and his voice too. A little bit.
His voice is very similar. And when you talk to him, I mean, he's a super nice guy, but he at first comes across like, I don't care about anything.
Oh, does he really? Oh, really?
He's a very unaffected, he's a Chicago actor. He grew up in Chicago. He's part of the Red Orchid Theater Company in Old Town, but he's got... So you almost expect him to go, is the monkey going to be okay, little Tommy?
You know what? Next time you interview him, ask him if he was a big Lujak fan growing up. I wonder if he was influenced a little bit.
I wonder if that's the case, or if anyone has ever said to him before that you look like Larry Lujak. He's considerably younger than us, Bob, so he may go, Larry who?
No, I don't think so. Check it out. It's Dean Richards' Entertainment Report. More tomorrow morning. Have a good one, Dean.
See you guys.